Every Friday at this time, we try and do something a little lighter, a little fun. And today it is time for us to check in with Vancouver foodster Richard Wolak. And it's so great that we are talking with Richard today because, Richard, I know you are going to be talking about Lunar New Year and so many of the foods and experiences that people can take part in. So thank you so much for being here.
Hey, good afternoon, Jill.
I love this time of year, and we're going to focus on Lunar New Year and a lot of the food experiences that are happening around this time of year. So where do you want to start?
Well, let's start at Notch 8. So I had a chance to experience this one already, and they're smart this year. They've made it a very long kind of duration of when people can go for these experiences. It started a couple weeks ago, and it goes right through to the end of February. And they have done a wonderful job with their Lunar New Year afternoon tea experience. First of all, the room, when you walk into the restaurant, they've got a special room, and it is all decorated in beautiful red, and it's all like to celebrate Lunar New Year. They've done a fantastic job. It's Year of the Dragon, and they're offering up this afternoon tea, and per person, they've got, it's 65? Yeah, $69 per person, and that includes delicious scones. They had two different kinds, and really enjoyed the scones. They're always very fluffy there. It's a great spot for the scones. Then they did these savory bites. They had all sorts of different ones, but my favorite was a duck confit on a green onion pancake with apricot duck sauce. They had curry puffs, and then they have a whole dessert tray, and their desserts also at Notch 8, always very good, but everything. The opera cake with a matcha and red bean paste filling was very good, as was the pandan Swiss roll and the fruit tart. They've done a fantastic job. So people can go for afternoon tea. It's available Wednesday to Sundays through to February 25th with three daily seatings from 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. And you can make reservations online for that. It's a great experience. Urge you to go. I loved it. I can't wait to go back again next year for whatever they have for Lunar New Year. They always do a great job. And then at Mott 32 Restaurant, they're about to launch a Lunar New Year special menu. It's a collaboration between two of their chefs, the Mott chef in Vancouver and their chef in Hong Kong. And that's going to be running from February 9th to 24th. It's built for lunch and dinner. They have a set menu, but you can also order a la carte. So if you find some of these items on there, you're like, I just want to have one of those items, you can do that. Or you can go for their Lunar New Year set menu. They've got some very interesting dishes set up for this event. Some of them are quite wild, I would say. You could do the bird's nest and supreme soup for $128. Hmm. You've got a whole lobster and abalone salad for $198. Some of them are, you kind of go up and down in price there. But they also have their wok-fried crab, which is very popular, $180. A flaming garupa fish, $190. So you can do that, or you can just do, something a la carte. You find one item on the menu you want to celebrate with, you can go right ahead. So you can make reservations online or call the restaurant. This is available till the 24th of February. Then Holt's Cafe in Holt Renfrew downtown, they are doing a Lunar New Year afternoon tea. That's also going to run for a long time. It's going from January 27th to March 3rd. It's available Monday to Thursday, 2 p.m. to close, and Friday to Saturday, Sunday, all day. That's $78 per person. One neat thing here, though, is that their desserts, some of their desserts are being curated and produced by a local chocolate company, Hype Chocolate Company. They do an amazing job with all sorts of different chocolates, and they've created a special chocolate surprise for the dessert part of this Lunar New Year set. So I think that's kind of fun. They're very creative, and I think it's great to see a couple, companies working together in Vancouver to make an experience like this. Then you've got a whole bunch of other restaurants around the city also doing kind of some different things to celebrate the New Year. So one of them is Global Restaurant Downtown. It's Global at Telus Garden. They're doing a special cocktail for the month of February to celebrate Lunar New Year. It's with the Global Dragon. Cocktails are $18. They've got some great ingredients in there, so you can go and enjoy having a meal there and then having a cocktail. Fanny Bay Oysters Downtown is doing a special from February 9th to 11th. They've got New Year's specials there, food special, cracked and fried whole Dungeness crab, served with Chef Tommy's XO chili sauce. A whole meal there is for $80. So that's just the one weekend, February 9th to 11th. Then the Victor in the Park Complex Hotel there, they're doing four unique cocktails, to celebrate for the holiday. So that's running through the whole month of February. And then people will see Coco Tea around the city. There's like multiple locations now. They probably have more locations than Starbucks, but they're all over the city. They're celebrating where they have an interesting promotion. So if people go in there and they're purchasing any of their drinks, two large cups of any drinks there, they will receive a red envelope. And in that red envelope will be special gifts and prizes. So that's kind of fun, something different, but people can go and check it out. But, you know, lots of bakeries around the city are going to have specials. So just kind of watch that. People are following their Instagram accounts and that kind of thing. But a lot of the bakeries are going to have all sorts of different baking specialties to celebrate the Lunar New Year.
So many different choices and great things. They sound wonderful. Do you find, I know some of the ones that you mentioned can be on a bit of the higher end as far as pricing, but with like you said, so many local restaurants and cafes, is it possible for people to find things at a lower price point or at the different price points?
I think so. I mean, I think the bakeries, I mean, that's probably where you're going to find the lower price point because usually aren't selling things for huge amounts of money. I mean, these higher end restaurants, of course, they plan these things months in advance. You know, it's quite something for them to celebrate. I know I'm not even touching into Richmond today because I know in Richmond you're going to find so many restaurants and cafes and bakeries and everybody doing stuff for Lunar New Year. So that's a whole other ball game. But I'm sure if you're in Richmond or you're looking at experiences like that, you'll see a lot of different things, and there'll be a lot of performances and things like that that people can go and participate in.
I love to, like you said, some of the places where you're going and they have the red envelopes and people can get those and see what's inside them, because it really does make it, I mean, it's so festive. And then learning more too, if you don't really know some of the background or the history and how to celebrate or how Lunar New Year is celebrated, it can be not only a culinary experience but also a bit of a learning experience too.
Well, you know, at Notch 8, one of the neat things they did on that afternoon tea was everybody who was there would get a red envelope. So, and then you open the red envelope, and then so some lucky people will get gift cards to come back and experience the restaurant. I wasn't so lucky. I just got a chocolate coin.
That's okay. You didn't leave empty-handed, though, so that's all right.
No, exactly. So it's something fun, right? I think it's fun. People go, wow, I get a red envelope. I don't know what's inside. And then you open up, and you either have a chocolate coin or you have a gift card. But for people who get a gift card, that's it's an impressive gift. And of course, people will love to go back and enjoy something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. What a great idea and a lot going on. So these are ongoing and people can check them out. You've given some great suggestions. And will there be more listings or more information on your website as far as if people want to look and be reminded on where to go?
Yes, for sure.
All right, perfect. Richard, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.